Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
How to hide those ugly, minging, horrible radiators stuck in your hallway, your sitting room and your kitchen. That's what the Home Squad are here to advise you on today. Roisin Lafferty, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design, and of course Jennifer Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year. Good afternoon, folks. How are we doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I got my, well, I hope now what is my last gas bill there yesterday for the spring summer season. I hope that's going to be near the end of it.
Mine
hopefully.
Was high. My gas bill was high. I got mine today as well.
Mine was very high.
Yeah.
Too high. Like,
yeah. Our oil bill was paid this week and it's kind of disgustingly high also.
Well, mm-hmm. Hopefully we're going to turn the radiators off now that it's going to be 16 degrees, I heard, this afternoon. So if we're turning off the rads and we want to try and hide them and get that ugly look out of the kitchen and out of the sitting room, and I have this issue, to be honest, at the moment. When considering the purchase of radiators, Jenny, what's your top tip?
Make sure you're fitting it to how you're going to ultimately lay out your home, because they take up more wall space than you would think. Mm. And they get in the way and they tend to be kind of stuck in just funny little places. So I would say, first of all, think about, do you actually have to have a radiator? And if you don't, because there's lots of options that we can dive into, then don't have one.
Okay. What do you mean? Like, as in look at underfloor or something?
Look at underfloor. Look at, there's a few different options. There's underfloor heating. There's these really nice like infrared panels that you can get that could even just be mirrors that go on your wall, very flat. There's heating that goes behind your skirting boards. So instead of having just one radiator in a room, what they do is they extend the pipes around behind your skirting boards and then they put on a special conductive skirting board material. It's called Thermoskirt and it looks just like your normal skirting boards and it's great, especially
pricey
for kind of smaller rooms. Not insane.
Right, okay. Your top tip, Roisin, before we get to listener questions.
Okay, well, best case scenario, if it's a big project, underfloor heating is the most flexible so
right.
that you're not limited to the layout that you want. That being said, radiators, plan them in, like Jenny is saying, to break them up so you're not losing key wall spaces. It's very well for an M&E consultant to say, oh, well, you need three large radiators here. How are you planning on laying out your furniture? But if you do have radiators, I always paint them in with the wall. And the best thing is for them to be spray finished, which means they need to come off the wall to get properly sprayed to match your wall colour. That's the best way to do it.
Okay. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Jenny and Roisin today. Joanne is wondering, in relation to the radiators, would the panel know anything about the Thermoskirt heating system as a replacement for radiators and whether or not they're a good idea?
So it works for plumbed radiators. So if you only have electric heating, it's not quite so effective, but it works for plumbed radiators. And if your room is too big, it's not as effective, but it can be more effective than just a single point radiator, because that will heat the area that it's in the room. And unless you've got some really good circulation going on, then it's not the most efficient for distributing the heat. But if you get it plumbed around the circumference of the room, mm-hmm. then, you know, you have a wider distribution of heat and that can be more effective overall. So
smaller rooms, really, is it?
It can be better for smaller rooms, but
okay.
at the same time,
you could look into it.
You could look into it.
Are there many companies that do it here?
Yeah, there are. There's a couple that I was looking into before I came on. So the company that does the Thermoskirt is called Discreet Heat. So they're one of the brands. I was looking around for recommendations because I haven't installed it myself, but I was looking around for recommendations. So Thermoskirt by Discreet Heat is the one that came up consistently with
okay.
the best recommendations. Keen to hear if anybody has used them though.
Versatile is another company. I don't know if they do the skirting one, but they have lots of different. So Versatile, it's a bathroom company, but they have a separate heating company. The good thing is they're all kind of mechanical engineers, because the main thing with this is you don't want to be too ad hoc. You do want to make sure that the outputs are calculated for the room so you're getting enough heat. So if you can check it with a professional first, that's
yeah.
going to be better. But they do a combination of all different types of underfloor heating, radiators, wall panels, like within the plasterboard as well. So you have options.
Okay. Where's the best and most reasonable place to get a 7-foot radiator cover?
I would get it made.
Who makes them? Just any carpenter?
Carpenters, yeah.
But I presume it is to be a certain type of material.
I think the best you can do with a radiator cover is there's two things to do. And if you're going to get it made, I think great, because you can get it to fit your space perfectly and there won't be any like funny jutty out bits or holes or wherever. Like, it'll go around your specific radiator. But two things, you can get them made with a reflective backing, which increases the efficiency overall of the covering. And, you know, just reflects the heat back into the room. And then you want to get the right hole spacing or gap spacing to make sure there's actually heat coming out of it and it's not restricting the heat that's coming.
So is it a plumber you need advice for in this?
No. In terms of, plumbers are good at calculating the output, so the size of the radiators for the spaces. But in terms of rad covers, effectively you can design it whatever way you want. Like, sometimes we mirror them, sometimes you have it running wall to wall. If you've panels on your wall, you can hide it behind what looks like a panel. I will be very honest here, and thankfully my mom is not listening. I did hide all of her radiators in her house and it looks really nice, but she does complain about the cold.
Oh, really?
I did not have adequate vents. So you do need a lot of vents. The whole point is to get the heat out. I like to disguise everything, but it has to be within reason.
I'm kind of in the market for these radiator covers at the moment, but because I know I need to do a big job downstairs and probably redo plumbing and all of this kind of stuff, it's putting me off.
MDF painted in with the wall. Honestly, painting everything in is the least expensive way and you just don't see it. And actually, when you paint the radiator in, you know, you might have a sofa or something in front of that. When you paint it in with the wall, your eye just doesn't catch it, and then you may not even need a radiator cover.
Can you get good value radiator covers on the voucher websites? I don't know
about the voucher websites. I mean, you'll get them in most of the big home supply shops. Yeah. Woody's, B&Q, all of them have them. And typically, most radiators come in standard sizes, and therefore most radiator covers come in standard sizes. But I'm with you, covers. And I love that idea of extending it wall to wall. That's so nice.
The off-the-shelf ones can look a little bit fussy, and they tend to have the kind of... It's
that
quite
feature cover or something.
Kind of,
and they do.
You know, you have to question, is seeing the radiator nicer than this radiator cover?
The radiator, yeah. What are the pros and cons of using a radiator cover with a mesh panel versus solid wood or metal?
A mesh panel is going to allow the heat to distribute better. However, it doesn't need to be on the front. The other thing is, if you want to do it more seamless, make sure you vent at the top where the heat rises so it comes out, and then also at the bottom. So even if you have it like set off the floor, because you can't, you're not going to look underneath. So the heat, as long as it can circulate out. But like, the mesh does work very well.
How do you feel about vertical radiators in kitchens and sitting rooms?
So you know, these are like the narrow, you know, the ones that go higher rather than go more
from
horizontal.
From the roof to the ceiling, basically to the floor of the kitchen and the sitting room. I have mixed views on them.
I'm a fan. I think they look great. I think.
Are they a bit trendy though? Are they liable to go out of trend? You know,
I'm happy for them to stay in trend because they are very good at minimising the amount of wall space they take up and the usable space in the room. So I like them.
I have a tiny cottage and we don't have very much wall space. So I have them. I actually have them, they are behind sheer curtains.
Okay.
So the sheer totally allows the heat to come out. It's not a heavy curtain. So you don't see them at all. And they do take up way less space. You know, if you just have a small space beside a door, it works. I'm a fan.
Okay, this texter says, how do you ensure that a radiator cover doesn't block airflow and efficiency?
Yeah, so that's the thing. You need to make sure there's enough gaps in whatever cover you're getting. And as Roisin said earlier, vents that come out for the air to come out the top and the bottom. And that's the best you can do. And then the reflective backing on it. If you can buy ones that have a reflective backing or get them made with a reflective backing, that's really going to increase the heat that's coming out of it.
A friend of mine is thinking of replacing the traditional radiator, their sort of traditional kitchen radiator, with the likes of, I don't even know what you call them, but I just think of them as being the old school radiators. They're kind of the cast iron type radiator.
I love the look of those. I'm happy to keep them.
Yeah, they're great. They're really, really nice. And also now there's modern versions, so they conduct the heat better, but they still look like it. I'm still for have them. Okay, if you're really organized, get them factory finished when you place the order, but you need to know what color your walls are going to be. Most people, including myself, are not that organized. You haven't picked your paint color at that stage. So then you get the painter to spray them. So the key is you need them all taken off. You need them in one sealed, contained room and get them all sprayed, let them dry and then put them back on.
I think you kind of need a big room for them though, don't you? Because they're very white. If you're thinking of putting furniture, they're not the kind of thing though, I suppose.
You can get narrow ones. You can get different sizes.
Oh, can you?
Choose the depth of them, but obviously they get longer if you make them shallower, but you can choose what's priority in the space.
All right. Listen, the Home Squad, thanks a million for giving us your advice today, your top tips on picking radiators. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Roisin Lafferty from Roisin Lafferty Design and Jenny Sheehan, of course, former winner of Home of the Year and Irish Examiner columnist. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.